The School of Starting Over by Lisa Swift. Read by Helen Keeley for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Plip. Another chunky droplet landed in the metal pot by Nell's knee. There was a spray of splashback from the now almost full pot. She blinked it out of her eyes and shuffled out of range.
What even was the pot? What the hell was it supposed to be for?
Nell had found it in a cupboard in the kitchen. It was squat and made of brass, with an ear-shaped handle attached to each side.
Casserole dish? Chamber pot? Spittoon?
Anyway, whatever its intended purpose, right now it was finding gainful employment as a rain catcher, one of several pots, pans and bowls she'd salvaged from the kitchen to catch the drops invading her new home, via the hole-ridden roof.
"Well, Colin,"
she said to the sheep, lying contentedly at her side, resting one hand on his warm fleece. "Here's another fine mess I've got myself into." She jumped as her phone vibrated in her pocket.
"Dad!"
"Hi," she said when she answered, trying not to grimace.
"Well then,"
he demanded, in his usual gruff tone,
"how is it?"
"It's great. Like I said, loads of potential."
He snorted.
"Yeah, I get it. In other words, it's a dump."
Nell winced.
"I prefer the term fixer-upper."
"Are you going to invite me over to have a look now you've moved in then? Or am I still banished?"
"Not yet. Wait till I've done it up a bit first."
"You can't do it all on your own, can you? At least let me get a look at that dodgy roof."
"Dad, please. I want to do it myself. I need to."
"If you just hung on a bit before laying out your bloody life savings on some half-derelict barn in the arse end of nowhere, something was bound to have come up round here,"
he told her sternly.
"You know me and Leanne have got room for you for as long as it takes to sort yourself out with something."
He didn't say, "I told you so," but Nell heard it all the same. They'd had this conversation a dozen times. Her dad was willfully oblivious to the fact that she'd rather be anywhere than living back with him and his wife. First, there'd been the breakup with Sean, and having to move out of the flat they'd been sharing in Manchester, with all the stress, heartache and misery that comes when a long-term relationship ends. Then, hot on the heels of that little life-changer, she'd had to leave her job at the school where she'd been working. At 28, Nell Shackleton had found herself suddenly single, homeless and unemployed. Rock bottom, she'd told herself. The only way from there is up, right? Except, she realised, it wasn't quite rock bottom. Real rock bottom would only come if she let herself weaken and agreed to move back in with her dad. That would be too big a step back, a return to the safe, closeted world of childhood. If she wasn't going to let this break her, Nell needed her next step to be forward.
"And does Alfredi know you offered me his room?" Nell asked her dad.
She couldn't imagine Freddie would be any too pleased at arriving home from uni for the holidays to discover his big sister kipping in his bed.
"Freddie's grand on a camp bed in the box room. He's only home every few months anyway."
"Dad, look, we've talked about this," she said gently. "It's kind of you to offer, but I'm an adult. I need to make a fresh start."
"You could have made a fresh start here. Lots of good schools around Leeds."
"What I mean is I need to stand on my own two feet. I can't expect you to look after me whenever life drops me on my backside, can I?"
"Breaking off a 2-year engagement right before the wedding is a bloody long drop, love,"
he muttered. "Well, it's done now, anyway. Deeds are signed. For better or worse, I'm here."
"You'd have been better off staying put in Manchester, where there's decent jobs. There's an out for you in the country, but rain and horse shit."
"I like the country, and I've got a decent job. At least, I will have from Monday."
You're a clever girl, Nelly. You'll be wasted in some tiny village school with a bunch of inbred farmers' kids."
"It's not all creatures great and small, Dad," she said impatiently. "There's more to rural life these days than cousin marriage and cow-fisting."
He sighed.
"I don't mean to talk this new start down, pet. I know you're excited about the house and the job and everything. You seem to make the decision in an hell of a hurry after split..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?